Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I'm actually really excited for today.
Why? What's happening today?
I got a good friend in town who I haven't seen in a long time.
Is it Jason Sisko?
No.
Oh, who is it?
It's my friend James.
Oh, James. Where do we know James from?
I believe you went out to dinner with James, you and me. I believe, it might have been the first year I was back.
Oh boy.
James is in used to be in a band called The Flies.
Oh, James from Ninkasi.
James of Ninkasi fame,
ding, ding,
yes.
Shame. I remember James well. I didn't remember his name, but I loved that guy.
Yeah, he's really...
We got along great.
He's actually he's great. He's a great guy, and I'm excited that he's in town, but he's rolling in some RV.
Oh, well, fun.
To the desert. So he was, my friend James was in this band called The Flies. They had this one big hit, but his stories are fantastic. Like, they opened for the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
They made it for a minute.
Why isn't he coming to the show?
Well, I'll get to that. So he...
He said no.
No, I didn't even, that's not even, so, anyway, he ended up at Ninkasi and he was like some marketing guru, like yeah. He built that brand for them.
Right.
And now he's a record producer.
Oh, and he's so back in the music biz.
Yeah, so he's going down to, he's on a mission down to the desert.
Which part of the desert?
I don't know.
Palm Desert?
Yeah, somewhere down in L.A.
Reno
somewhere,
Desert?
Joshua Tree, somewhere down there.
Are they going to record or something?
And some band's going to record, and he's going to produce, and he's on his way there. And so
in his RV?
Yeah, in the RV.
This is his RV? Like,
I don't know all the details
yet. I need to know
about
this. I'm so into RVs right now.
You are?
You're getting one for sure.
Where am I going to put it?
Exactly. You don't have room
for that. I don't have...
Well, you store them.
Well, I don't want to store it. I want to have it at my house.
Well, you talk to your neighbors. I don't know what to tell you.
No, there's no place for me to put it.
RVs are a thing.
They are a thing. I'm afraid of how much I like RVs because I want one. And I'm like, I'd use that all the time. But would I?
Do you remember that story? So,
wait, finish your other story.
Oh, right.
We're getting off
well,
track.
Well, RVs, you want to talk RVs? I got a story for you. All right. So anyway, he tells me he's coming and I'm like, super stoked. You know what's rad about kids? My kids all, James is coming? She doesn't know James.
Right.
I can't wait. What time does he get here?
Does she have a kid in her class named James or
no,
something?
No, she's just excited that dad has a friend coming.
Oh.
Fun.
This is just so...
Has she heard you talk about him or is she...
No, she's just being... She's
5-year-old,
just excited
right?
about life. Just, we have company?
Company's coming. Remember when company used to be like, oh my God, the doorbell just rang. What's happening?
Yeah. Well, we were like, dad's going to be busy for a while. Let's go get up to something. Or, did they bring us something? Do we get to order pizza?
That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are always stoked when they get to order pizza.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know all the details because... I didn't talk to him about it at all, but he was texting with me last night, and he's like, I think I'm going to get in too late to see you. Like 10 o'clock. I'm like, yeah.
That's too late.
Way too late,
that
dude.
That is too late.
Sorry. And so he was, he wants to surf today, so I said, well, I'll leave a board out. You can come by and pick it up.
Uh-huh.
And then go surfing tomorrow morning. And
does he get to park on the beach or something?
I don't know where he's going to... I'm telling you, we're texting and... Barely,
that's his problem.
I barely know the
to
story.
Bed.
Yeah, and then I was like, I gotta, I'm watching baseball, and I gotta
so
watch.
He got in last night at 10 and found some place to park.
I told him there's a spot right near me you can park.
Yeah,
and
didn't
I looked
he park
there
in front of your house.
Nearby, yes, absolutely, and he wasn't there. So
Wow.
I think he wanted to park by the ocean.
Oh,
yeah.
And hear it.
Did he stop and pick up the board last night, possibly?
No, he did. That's what I left it out
gone.
For.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I checked this morning. The board's gone.
Oh,
he's
cool.
Not there. And so.
Hopefully he's the one that grabbed it.
Okay. Yes, let's hope. That is a sincere hope.
So hopefully he's going to go surfing today, and I'll get to see him later on. And
he'll drop off the board. Well, maybe.
Well, no, we'll probably go surf again.
I was going to say, maybe you meet up with him.
Yeah. No, I'm going to meet up with him, and we'll go for a surf, and he'll probably have dinner with me and my family.
Aww.
And
Isla will get to meet James.
Yeah.
Very excited about it.
You know, I don't, as you said it, I thought, oh, that's it. She must think there's a present because it's company. Right?
Do people always bring her presents?
I mean, those are the three things we thought of when
she
we
must
were
think
kids.
That
are we getting something? Are we getting pizza? And oh my God, let's get up to something.
Yeah, because Dad's going to be busy for a while.
Must have been that. Oh, company.
But I remember it was fun hearing stories. We would sit around sometimes to hear the old stories about Mom or Dad, whatever.
Sure.
Like,
yes.
Oh, what they were up to when they were younger.
Sure.
Right. That's fun hearing that.
Well, we'll see.
Before they were so old and grown up.
I know. Then we could go, well, you did it.
Why can't we?
Well,
does Dusty know him?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. He's come up before, but you know, Isla was a little, probably two.
Mm.
I haven't seen this guy in a long time. So it's neat.
Is he going to crash somewhere local tonight and then finish the drive tomorrow?
No idea.
I can't wait to hear about his RV.
Oh, back to the RV. So that's the story about the Mrs. stepdad.
Yeah.
Is he was retiring from years of working for the city. No, that's her real dad.
Oh.
Her stepdad is the guy that died the same year my dad did.
Right.
Like within months of each other. So he'd already, I honestly believe he knew his health was bad. And I don't mean that in like a devious way. I just think he knew something was up because he'd already put the house up for sale, ordered the new RV. He wasn't even done working yet. He was going to live in the RV.
Oh, boy.
Waiting for retirement to hit.
And
him and Maria were going to hit the highway and never be heard. Well, you know, phone calls.
Sure.
But they were out of here. They wanted RV life, or he did anyway. Like, he worked.
RV life does sound very simple. Like, you know, you wouldn't have an electric bill. Like, if you divested yourself of your house and all your worldly possessions except what you could fit in the RV, like, you wouldn't be paying taxes anymore on a piece of property. You wouldn't be.
You have to like it, though.
You do.
You have to like that. Like, for example, that space you're sharing with another person becomes
very small.
Micro. Uh-huh.
Small. They're bigger than those tiny. You ever watch that show? You know, tiny homes on HGTV or
they are, and the one he ordered was huge, but I
like
still
like a bus style.
Yeah, it was huge, but I still kept thinking the two of you are going to kill each other with your little dogs and your and the two of you.
Mm-hmm. So he'd ordered it and it was customized and getting ready for him,
and then he died,
and then what?
And then we had to call them and go, that order's canceled. Like, we need you to help us out.
So never even made it there.
No, we didn't.
They didn't get it.
Because he passed. And luckily, because what was her mom going to do with that thing?
Well, living it. Her house was on the market.
That would have been all that she could have. That would have been.
So she kept the house.
Their nut. They would have spent it on that thing. And she'd have been. You know how that is. You drive it off the lot. What does it lose?
Half its value.
So they were cool enough to say, all right, we'll give you your deposit back. And we'll cancel the order, and
that's
luckily
good.
It
Thank
hasn't
God.
Gone too far down the road or whatever.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
So her mom was able to buy a place and is fine, but oh my Lord.
Oh,
was
so
that...
they had sold the house already. The house was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was, the timing was
Well, the timing actually wasn't
stress.
As bad as it could have been. They could have just taken possession
they
of that
They could have
thing.
Just parked in Oregon or something, and he would have had the heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah.
She'd be living in an RV right now.
Right.
Still on that coastline.
I can't drive
we would have
it.
Had to
exactly.
Go,
I can't drive it. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
She couldn't. Yeah. Not that I know of, anyway. I wouldn't want to drive it.
No.
I mean,
don't you even need a special license to drive some of those really big ones?
You
bus
do.
Licenses and
something like that.
You should.
I mean, Jesus.
You really should, because they're huge.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like that. You
it's
know how we were doing those UPS commercials where it said class
C or
C2
whatever
was licensed, maybe
or class A or whatever.
Something,
it was.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Anyway, I don't know that I. He said it's a. Let me see if I can find it. He says it's a luxury RV.
Wow. Is he coming with a family or
no?
Just him.
He's one of those guys, just like, I shouldn't say, I don't know Franti well enough to say that, but he was a guy who was on tour his whole life, and he can't sit still. Mm. So this road trip he's on is how it has to be for him.
Right. So he doesn't work for Ninkasi anymore.
I don't think so.
Because he traveled a lot for that job, too, just promoting the brand. And
yep.
What's Ninkasi?
It's a beer.
Craft brew.
Oh, okay.
From Oregon.
It's big now, though. I mean, I see it. Places.
The name sounds familiar. I couldn't place it.
Yeah.
I can't find it. But yeah, he said a luxury RV. I don't know how big that would mean.
Big. Luxury. Luxury means big.
Okay.
So he's just driving it himself.
Yeah.
Great. That's fun. I love that. There is something.
Do you?
I think about it a lot. You know, I mean, you're just so under it when you own a house. You know what I mean? It just.
Well, you're more under it than most because there's a new project being probably devised as we speak.
No, John still has to finish the landscape lighting. Like, we are so, after 4th of July, I knew this would happen too. I wanted to get everything we could get done before the 4th of July party because I was like, we're so done with this. So he, you know, once in a while he gets out there and digs trenches and wires things.
Oh, right. The whole trench thing.
It's still wide open. There's nothing in it yet. You had to dig it.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care.
As long as you're not falling in it.
Yeah, no, it's behind these bushes. It's fine. It's not. I'm like, I don't even have to.
You got a long time till next 4th of July.
I know. And that's what's nice. You know, we'll put a big push on as that gets closer. Maybe have. I miss Richard. I miss seeing Richard every day. Richard, if you're listening.
He's off to his other
or your
jobs.
Contractor.
Yeah, he's like our best friend. For 2 years, I saw him every single day, and now I haven't heard from him in 3 months. I'm like, oh, I kind of miss Richard.
Aw, Dick.
Know. Dick and Chumley. Mm-hmm. I know. And it's so funny, too, because they would talk all the time about, you know, Dick was like, or Richard was like, hey, you know, why don't you come help me on some of these other jobs? And why don't you, you know, and John was like, yeah, that's, you know, because they hang out and stuff and have so much fun together. And that hasn't happened either.
Oh,
John's
why would
just
it?
Like, ugh. John sits in his man cave now. Oh, the man cave.
What do you mean, oh, the man cave?
Well, I wanted to take it over to.
You already took over the whole outside shack.
Yeah. I needed that. I wanted this because it's such a cool room, right? I never go in there.
Wait, is it? Where's his man cave? Is it the gym?
The man cave? It's like just a room that we've changed into a man cave.
Oh, so but it's not the gym. You still have the naked gym.
The gym is going to go away too. I told Johnny Mosley he can have the elliptical, and
oh,
I'm gonna,
you did?
Yeah,
isn't I got brand new.
You're giving it to him?
No one's been on it. It's dusty. No one's been. I used it every day for 3 months, and now I'm like, I can't even look at that thing. I hate that thing. I hate it. So, God, it is brand new.
You're just going to give it to him. Put it up for sale, dude.
No, it's so heavy. It's going to like take. It's going to be such a pain
Someone
in the ass to get out
it.
Of there. Whatever. He already said he wants it. I'm going to give it to him.
So, we'll see as it sits there 3 more months.
I know.
He's about like, to leave for Tahoe.
Yeah.
And
I know.
I'm
like, get over
again.
Here and take the thing. So I wanted to take over the man cave to do podcasts from. Because we did the first one from out there. I'm like, this is perfect. There's a bar right there. It's like, it's really cool. It's like kind of a retro room. And so I made John set up the first podcast out there. And I'm telling you, he took everything out of there as soon as the podcast. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why don't you just leave it set up?
No.
Where we're going to do podcasts from. Mm-hmm.
I hear him. I feel that. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Like, where do you want to do it? He's like, I don't know. Why don't we set it up in the
sewing
next to the elliptical?
Room.
No, we can't set it up in the sewing room. That room is full. That room is jam-packed with stuff.
You know what I was thinking
we
about
a bigger
this?
House? I was thinking that, too.
Oh, God. Didn't Mosley used to work on the satellite stations?
Yeah, he had like the Johnny Mosley experience or something.
What happened to that?
I was asking him about it, and he goes, yeah, I just, you know, it's hard to do a show by yourself. I'm like, you're right about that. Because he would sit there and, like, once in a while he could talk one of his friends into coming on the show with him. Like, I think I did it a couple times. And did you ever go down
No.
sit with him? And he just was doing it at, like, the kitchen table at his house. And he was like, I ran out of things to talk about. I didn't have anything else to say.
So was that a regular thing, or did he just get to do it whenever he wanted?
I think it was, like, a weekly.
A once a week.
Something like that, yeah. Oh, Richard just texted me.
Richard!
What'd he say?
I miss you too. I have a job in 3 weeks in Dublin!
Dublin!
If John wants to help.
Does he? Are you
sure?
Yeah,
right. John's
I don't know,
gonna be
Dick,
like...
if you want to depend on Chumley.
Yeah, I think Chumley might be out of the band. Chumley left the band. Well, listen, Chumley's busy these days keeping my brother occupied.
Oh, right. How's that? Did he have an interview yesterday? I thought he did.
He didn't have an interview yesterday. He had a lunch with, we have a listener named Kasha. Ding, ding, shame. I don't know the name of the company. It's like Ohm or
something. Oh, she
he's working
in?
For them. Like, he's, you know, hey, we need this code written. Mm-hmm. So he's like, all right. So he's doing, he's got like
him.
A 40-hour thing, and they're going to throw him more stuff if they have
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Kasha.
Yeah, thank you, Kasha. But they had lunch
Kasha.
Together yesterday, him and Kasha.
Mm-hmm.
And he says she's fascinating. She's like, she's got all this crazy, like she's an ice skater. And like, he's like, she's this like really interesting mm-hmm. person with all this different stuff. And I guess she told him like her whole history and mm-hmm. all her ex-boyfriends and all her all kinds
like
of stuff.
Like that, huh?
Yeah. I just told her all. So
was
Kasha,
Debbie at this lunch?
Kasha, listen, I'm going to hear everything that you tell my brother. No, nobody was at the lunch except for John.
What about
John
all her Kasha. Boyfriends? Let's
I don't,
hear
I
it.
Didn't, he, I mean, he didn't tell me all the details, but he was telling me that, you know, she gave him her. Gave him her life story.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. That's
fun. A Clark thing. I'm telling you, if I sit down with someone, they will tell me their life story. It's just the way it is. And John's, and I said that at dinner last, because of course we had dinner together last night, because we do that every night. We had dinner together the night before too, and the night before that, and the night before that. We have dinner with them every night. It's nice because sometimes they cook and they're good.
It's you know what? You haven't once said that like with an eye roll. So good for you.
Well,
I mean,
so far,
I would absolutely be over it.
I love my brother. I love my sister-in-law.
Well, I love my brother too, but you're living under my kitchen table, dude. Get out.
They're not living at my house. We tell them what time dinner is and they say if they want to come or not and vice versa if it's their night to cook.
I feel like you're scooting out other people that you hung out with. Make room for
it's a thing.
Your family,
no
which
question.
Is fine too, but it's just things I've overheard. I'm like,
Well, look at poor Hooman.
No.
It's ruined his life.
Even Scott Gabaro.
Oh,
well,
no.
He wants to hang out this weekend, and I was like, I've got a thing on Saturday. I'm going to go to see Waitress on Saturday.
Right.
Ding, ding, shame.
I cannot wait.
And he was like, well, what about Sunday? I'm like, you know what? Just text me when you leave. It's hard for me to make plans because I got all these other people to consider.
That was a no. You just don't want to say it.
I don't want to say no because I would like to see him. Although on Sunday, because of Saturday being taken up, I got to do my Halloween decorations.
Sunday's a rough day to do anything. Like you're getting prepared for work and you're getting
football's
in the mindset.
On,
yeah, you want to chill and do your homework stuff.
Yes. Sunday's
Speaking
like my get it all together day.
Waitress, I hope you enjoy it so much. We are going to have Vinny, a couple in on Tuesday that is a husband and wife that are in the Waitress.
Husband and wife star in it?
Yeah, and I don't know the backstory because I don't know Waitress. I don't know musicals. I don't know if they play opposite each other or what their roles are. But in any case, they're going to come in just for a few minutes.
Do they have the same last name? Because then I'll look for them in the program.
You know what? I'll let you know when I revisit that email.
Yeah, let me see their names so that I can figure out who they are at this matinee. I hope they're in the matinee. Sometimes the stars aren't in the matinee.
Oh, they better be.
I hope so.
All right.
So it's a practice.
No, it's not a it's not a practice.
The understudies jump in. Well, opening night was yesterday. Or opening day, whatever it was yesterday.
I remember I went to there was an opening night, and turned out, though, that there was still a month of practice to go.
Well, you stop
before
it.
There was
it's
an opening
practice.
Night.
Practice. Oh, my
that.
God. It's not practice. Once they open up the doors, those are full-on shows.
Open.
It's just like the pre-shows. It's like the preview. But they're actual shows. Anyway, I'm super excited. Hey.
Good.
Hey.
Didn't the Alice VIP thing, did that happen last night?
It did.
They got to go to opening night?
Yeah. Opening, I actually believe it was a matinee yesterday. It was 2 p.m. Maybe there was two shows, but in any case, there was a special Alice section. Tickets we gave away last week, and then over the weekend, last weekend, all got to go yesterday.
So exciting.
Yeah.
I know. It's like a big, I love plays and musicals, and oh my God, I'm so excited about it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. How do we get here? Let's just play a song. I'm
about
sure.
scooting your friends out because you're too busy.
All right, your brother. You'd think that her brother would be a little bit...
accommodating?
Well, no, that he'd pull back a little and be like, you know, we'll give you your... We don't want to be in your house every night for dinner.
But it sounds like she wants that.
You know, we've actually had this discussion, and they're actually really good. Like, last night, Survivor was on, and, like, dinner was over. I go, all right, hate to kick you out. But they're like, oh, no problem. Took off.
Yeah. What are they going to say?
Well, nothing, and they kick us out of there. They don't kick us out of your house. They could. I'd be fine with it.
They're like, spend the night.
Yeah.
we have more drinks.
The one bummer, and I'll say this, is that we had a standing Friday night card game with our friends Joe and Ariane. We always played. It's not over. We do it every other weekend.
Oh.
And John
poor
and
Joe and Ariane.
I know. Well, you know what? Though so, for 5 years or something we would do it. So I guess we're all kind of. But I was texting with her yesterday. I'm like.
The stupid brother.
Pretty soon, Vinny, there's going to be no Friday nights.
No, that's not true. That'll never stop.
Or Saturday or any other night.
Well, maybe they'll move away at some point.
Oh, your brother, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he wants to wind up in California. He wants to wind up in Florida.
What?
That's what I stopped him from doing. They were going to sell their house and move to Florida. I go, why don't you try a year in California first? Mm-hmm. He's like, all right.
Oh, that's weird. How old is he?
What am I? He must be 50. He must have just turned 50. I know he did because I went to his 50th birthday party.
If I wanted to end up in Florida, then I would have gone and built my little life there because that way, like the house I bought would be, I'd be paying it down and I wouldn't have a, I'm surprised. I bet you he wants to end up here.
He wants to end up in Florida, and the reason that they stayed in St. Louis for so long is because that's where Debbie's from. She's always lived there. She had a kid with another guy, their oldest daughter.
Oh, that guy.
And they had two kids, and the kids went to school there. But I'm telling you, the youngest kid just went to college, and they got the hell out of it. John was like, I've done my time here. I gotta go. Mm-hmm. He moved to St. Louis when I lived in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Like, he's lived there for a long time.
Yikes.
My sister moved there at the same way. All three of us were living in the same city.
They all followed you?
More or less.
To St. Louis.
They had opportunities to work in St. Louis and went, and then the Clark kids all hung out together all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know, isn't that funny? All right, blah, blah, blah. KLZ, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Thursday, and we'll be right back with the trash.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.